Well, now you're welcome, he mumbled, embarrassed by my thanks. We exchanged a few more comments on the weather, which was wet, and that was pretty much it for conversation. We stared out the windows in silence. It was beautiful, of course. I couldn't deny that. Everything was green. The trees, their trunks covered with moss, their branches hanging with a canopy of it, the ground covered with ferns. Even the air filtered down greenly through the leaves. It was too green, an alien planet. Eventually, we made it to Charlie's. He still lived in the small, two-bedroom house that he bought with my mother in the early days of their marriage. Those were the only kind of days their marriage had, the early ones. There, parked on the street in front of the house that never changed, was my new, well, new to me, truck. It was a faded red color with big, rounded fenders and a bulbous cab. To my intense surprise, I loved it. I didn't know if it would run, but I could see myself in it. Plus, it was one of those solid iron affairs that never gets damaged. The kind you see at the scene of an accident, paint unscratched, surrounded by the pieces of the foreign car it had destroyed. Wow, Dad, I love it. Thanks. Now, my horrific day tomorrow would be just that much less dreadful. I wouldn't be faced with the choice of either walking 2 miles in the rain to school or accepting a ride in the chief's cruiser. I'm glad you like it, Charlie said gruffly, embarrassed again.